to welcome into the studio now Christina Santa Maria from Citizens Information. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We're going to talk to about one parent and family payment.
Yeah. I think it's one of those payments that people think they know about, but there's always kind of a few details that may be of interest to people listening today to our slot. So basically, the one parent family payment, as the name states, a payment for men and women or women under 66 who are bringing children up without the support of a partner. Yeah. And this is very important. If you have had a child with a partner, then say that relationship has broken down. And then you kind of, have a new relationship and that partner moves in to the family home or whatever it is, the arrangements, if you're cohabiting, you will not be entitled to the one-parent family payment, even though that new partner may not be the father of the child. Yeah. So that's always important because some people do get caught out on that. So it's as long as you are on your own bringing up a child, you're entitled to claim for the one-parent family payment if you meet the rest of the criteria.
And one-parent families are one of the most vulnerable.
Yes. And I think that kind of comes up constantly in the news in terms of the level of poverty, the risk of homelessness and, the dependency on social welfare and the inability to progress into employment because of that dependency. Yeah. And it's an issue that has been raised with our politicians time and time and time again.
And childcare costs. All
and it just hasn't been fully resolved, with which is a pity because, we would work with a lot of single parent clients, and they come in and they really want to go back to work, and they are really, everything is lined up for them, but then is insecurity of what happens and the amount of, it doesn't pay off sometimes, and that can cause a lot of instability, a lack of progression. So, but it does come in very handy in a space of your life where you kind of may not have all the financial support that you require. This allows you to get that and to try to set up yourself. So, it's a means-tested payment. So it's based on your income or lack thereof, and it's also a taxable source of income from a welfare point of view, and it allows you to actually work as well. And in fact, there is what is called the back-to-work family dividend that is available for lone parents and long-term job seeker families with children who find or return to work. And that's something that they've tried to bring into address what I've just kind of mentioned before, that kind of welfare trap that some people have found themselves in. So to qualify, you must be, as I mentioned, under 66, be the parent, step-parent, adoptive parent, or legal guardian of a relevant child. Be the main care of at least one relevant child, and the child must live with you. And is not payable to parents that have joint equal custody of a child or children. So it's just the one person that gets it. You can be working. I'll be talking a bit about that. And as I mentioned, you must satisfy a means test. And you must be a habitual resident, like in any other payment. You must prove that this is your place of residence. And as I mentioned, you cannot be living with a spouse, a civil partner, or cohabiting. If you're separated, divorced, or your civil partnership is dissolved, you must have been living apart from your spouse or civil partner for at least 3 months before you become entitled. It does not apply to cohabitants. So it's just if you are in a civil partnership or in a marriage and that falls apart, you must have been living apart for 3 months. You also have to show that you've made efforts to get maintenance, and that has become more of an issue in the last couple of years. But you must show that you have made efforts to get maintenance from your spouse or a civil partner, and even in that case, you have to prove that you're not getting the adequate level of maintenance in order for you to kind of, keep things going for your child. There is actually something interesting as well. If your spouse or civil partner is in prison, they must have been sentenced for at least 6 months in prison or have spent at least 6 months in custody before you actually are eligible to the one-parent family. So it's a bit longer of a period in that. And so that's it. So just for people to know, when it comes to income from maintenance, that all the income from maintenance is actually assessed as means. And that is something that, if in doubt, you can come in to us and then we can talk about it. And that includes maintenance for you if you're getting a spousal maintenance, and maintenance for any of your children. If you're getting maintenance from more than one person, which it can happen, all the payments are added together and the total is assessed as means. So it is all taken into account. However, only half of your income from maintenance will be deducted from your one-parent family payment. And if you have housing costs, and that's something that they brought in recently as well, your rent or mortgage payment repayment is taken into account to a maximum of €95.20. €23 per week.
Rent or mortgage?
That can be offset.
Bills, sort of electricity.
No, test. That kind no. of stuff, it doesn't. But they brought in the whole thing of the housing cost. So they up to a maximum of €95.23 per week will be taken, will be offset against your maintenance. So half of the balance is then assessed. So they're not just kind of saying, okay, you have these and they're not looking at anything else. They understand that this, the housing costs are quite high. So while they take the maintenance as your, as you know, assessment, they do assess it for the purpose of the payment. They also take off some of the money that you may be paying towards your housing or mortgage or rent. There's a bit of... Now, this and this is what I mentioned earlier, there is more liability to maintain a family. So men and women are required under the law to pay maintenance to a dependent spouse or any dependent children. So they actually is what is called a liable relative. So that's what they were talking about. You need to be shown that you have made efforts to actually pay, to get maintenance and to get support in that way. And if you're a liable relative and fail to pay enough maintenance to your ex-spouse or ex-partner, ex-cohabitant, and dependent children, you must contribute to the cost of the one-parent family payment, and they're kind of being more active around that. So what is the, you know, the age of the children is important. So to get a one-parent family payment, you must have at least one relevant child below the age of 7 years of age. It used to be different before. It used to be, I think it was 14, but it's now 7 years of age. Beyond that, you're not entitled to the one-parent family payment. They may move you to the job seeker's transition payment, which kind of works similarly to the one-parent family, but it allows you to move into employment. And so, and that's what happens when your one-family payment ends. You know, they move you to this other payment. It's not that you're not going to be, you're going to be left without any support. Mm. You just move to another type of payment. You can also work while you get the one-parent family payment, and they allow you to earn $165 of your gross weekly earnings, which is completely disregarded as taken into account. And then after that, have the remainder of your gross earnings up to $425 per week. I don't like giving numbers on air. People get confused. Just to know that you can work, you can earn up to €165 per week without affecting your payment. And after that, there will be a knock-on effect. And obviously, do come to us if you have any questions about how that may work out, and we can help you figuring it out.
And it's a walk-in service. You don't have to.
You don't have. You don't have to book any appointment. So you may qualify as well for the working family payment, which again brings you up that bit more if you are under certain income guidelines and in depending on your children. And you may be entitled to an increase in your one-parent family payment if your hours are decreased in work. So just because you're in a situation now, so you get the one-parent family payment, you're working, things are going a certain way, you know what's happening. All of a sudden, your work changes, you get reduced hours, you can ask for an increase of your one-parent family payment with the one family payment, with the which is not what happens with the working family payment, because sometimes, you know, once you get it, is that like that's it for the year. Okay, so the maximum rate that you can get is €203. That's the maximum one-parent family payment, and then you get a child, you know, at the qualified dependent rate for every child that you have. So it's a handy one to have to know if you're in that situation. And if you have any questions, do come to us in Northside Citizen Information Centre here in the Civic Centre. We open to the public from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and from 1:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can call us at 0761 078190, or after hours you can call our National Citizen Information Helpline at 0761 07 4000. So lots of information there for people. If you want any clarification, do come to us, give us a call. You can drop us an email at northside@citinfo.ie, and we're here to serve, so we'll be happy to hear any queries from you.
And there are some outreaches.
We do have some outreaches, yeah. We have an outreach in Omni Shopping Centre every Tuesday morning. And we had another one in Beaumont Hospital, but actually we're putting that on hold at the moment because it's very busy in the office. And we have to kind of keep the ball rolling here. And we may have some news in the new year, so we'll work with that. Well, in the new year, we are in the new year, in the next few weeks. So we'll keep you updated on those.
Okay, Christina, thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be talking again next week.
You will indeed.